It's a festival celebrating Palestinian culture in general. Last year's event ended up being a huge hit. We had over 300 people in attendance. And this festival is really geared towards people who don't know a lot about Palestinian or Arab culture. It's an immersive experience and a great opportunity to experience many aspects of Palestinian culture, but it's also wonderful for Palestinians and Arabs to experience a celebration of their culture when their experience in America is often feeling very much like they're in the shadows.
And what is going to be at the event?
Jerusalem Cafe and maybe a few others are donating food. So there'll be yummy Arabic food on site, as well as music, headed up by Palestinian-born Katrine Melshi, and she'll lead us in some Debki lessons. So there'll be a chance to dance, and there'll be a Bedouin tent that will be erected. It's a beautiful place to hang out with an opportunity to take photographs. There'll be some costumes that people can put on if they wish. There'll also be a henna artist, and we have a whole activities area for all ages, which will include learning to write your name in Arabic or learn some Arabic calligraphy. You can make a button station where you can create freedom posters. Merchandise from both Nablus and Beit Umar for sale, as well as Habawi kefiyas, the traditional scarf. Habawi is the last factory still operating in Palestine, and it's also located in Hebron. We have fabulous speakers this year. We'll have Iman Joda, who's Colorado's first Muslim and Palestinian state legislator, as well as our mayor, Aaron Brockett.
I went last year and it was so amazing. Will it be upstairs on the roof again?
Yes, the music, the food, the vending, the speeches and speakers will all be up on the roof. The activities area and the Bedouin tent will be in the saloon area. The saloon is a current exhibit the museum's running all summer long. It's a mock-up of an old West saloon. And as well as the lodge space of the Dushanbe Tea House will be filled with artifacts. So we've got a really astounding collection of traditional Palestinian dresses called thobes, lots of examples of amazing embroidery in Arabic called tatris, and wonderful posters that will all be on display. So it's a cultural display with antiques and common products found in Palestine so that participants can just really soak in all that is Palestinian culture.
Well, Julia Halaby, thank you so much. We'll see you there.
Yes, we're so excited. We hope you can come.